Yeah, yeah. Welcome back to Mucho Mondays. Do you guys remember me? Do you remember me? Yeah, this is the only podcast that takes the shit, shoots the shit, and is the shit. We're your hosts, Danny Avocado.
And Byron G. And this is a great episode we got in store for you guys. But first of all, Daniela, come on. Of course people remember you. Like an episode. I mean, it has been 2 weeks. They're not that short-term memory, do you know?
Okay, good, because I would get butthurt if you guys forgot about me. Because I never forget about you. I always think of you guys as we pick out. I keep going from we and me. We're one, that's why. We're one entity, Byron and I.
We are Mucho Mondays. Exactly.
That's why I bounce back. But you guys are always in our minds when we pick the new music, the bullshit, all our content for the episode. So
this really is geared toward the listener.
Yes, and we know that you're multifaceted. You know, you love getting hyphy and what is the new term? Lit. And we know you also love to do your homework and read a book.
Yeah, and clean your room and do some laundry, chores, you know, something that really is productive.
Along the way, you get lost in the YouTube and then you go to the dark side and start reading all these conspiracy theories and watching videos. But we have all that for you, all of it, in this one episode.
Yeah, it's all of the internet into one today.
Yeah. But, we're going to start it off with music because we are a music podcast.
If you guys didn't know, of course.
Yeah, we play music songs, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah, every once in a while between our talking. It's not your normal podcast.
But speaking of music songs, once in a while we also get to play new bands and new music for you guys. Completely new. And this is actually completely new for Mucho Mondays. And we got it almost straight from the source. Yeah. Well, Byron did it, at least.
Yeah, with some good connections, good friends. Anyway, this is Bronco Simmons. They're from Dallas, Texas. They're about to... Oh, I'm not too sure, actually. They've only released 2 songs so far. This is one of their newest songs. But they might have an EP. They might have an album. You guys will just have to keep listening to our new episodes. Anyway, this is Bronco Simmons with Heavy Chandeliers. It's really, really good, guys. It is. Yes.
mission. A mirror of God in a prime position. A lock stock game with perfect precision. In a soldier's stance, I'm seeing visions. And nothing's gonna stand in my way. Nothing's gonna break me down. I fell through a hole in the ozone to a Mother Earth birth canal growth hormone. Just an enzyme shy of a Homo sapiens. Here comes a chorus the kids can sing along. Nothing's gonna stand in my way. Nothing's gonna bring me.
Yeah. sisters, mothers, nightmares falling in the front door. My mic coming in the window. Get dressed, let's go. Take your brother's car keys. Bye bye.
All right, that first song I started you guys off with, if you guys forgot, because there was two songs after that, it was Bronco Simmons with Heavy Chandeliers. And I really like them because they kind of give me a nostalgia feeling. They kind of sound like a 90s rock band, but they're a modern garage rock band. So,
you know, that always gives me the great dilemma is, does it sound like that because it's garage rock and garage rock is just 90s altogether?
That's
or is
true.
It
no, you're right,
you know, like, regardless, that's just me being a weirdo. I really, really dug the song, and I just want to name drop, but tell your homegirl that she is amazeballs with all the dope artists she has been sending our ways, and we really hope you enjoy. If you didn't know, she was the same person who sent our last amazing guest, Antoine Diligent.
Yeah, she hooked us up with that dude, and it was magical, honestly. You gotta check out The Harmonist on SoundCloud, okay, guys?
Yeah, don't forget. But I know, we're little groupies over here, but there was more to this magical three block of music.
Yeah, the one after Bronco Simmons was the So-So Glows with Missionary. Another nice little song I found on the internet.
Yes, I enjoyed that one as well. I almost wanted to take credit, you know, when we're scoping out each other's songs. So I was like, oh, did I pick that? Did you pick that? I really don't know.
And I shut her up real quick and told her, nope, that was me.
Yeah, real quick, like too quick, almost as quick as he did right now. but the last song was the Fratellis with Creeping Up the Backs. Oh my god, this song, I was trying to figure out what it says, because, you know, sometimes you get lyrics that are like straight to the point, and sometimes
you get deeper lyrics where you kind of have to search your soul.
Yeah, you have to decipher what they mean to you, but
okay.
All I know is it was talking about sneaking out windows and I think stealing cars and shit, and that sounds like a good time. Your brother's car.
I can imagine
not like Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
Just borrowing your brother's car.
I can imagine a cool music video to this, but it wasn't online.
Yeah, it's one of those types of song that right away you see a music video in your head.
Yeah, it has a lot of potential for sure.
But I saw a music video in my head. That
in
didn't
real
make
life,
sense. In real life,
you saw a whole you saw a series of music videos.
Oh my god!
Performed live,
guys. And if you guys have me on Insta, you guys did too. From my point of view, too, I got the amazing opportunity to catch Santa Gold during her We Buy Gold tour. Oh
wow!
Oh
yeah.
My god!
I was so jealous. Like, I forgot that you were going, and then I saw your Insta.
That
I
alone.
I hate how I'm calling it Insta. Thanks a lot, Daniela.
You're welcome. That alone would have been like enough for me to just like not care and die happy. But the moment she said, "Do you guys want to have a dance party?" And then she was basically saying, like, if you can get up here, you know, like, come up here on stage. Wedges and all, tight skinny jeans. I hopped that little fucking waist high little fence that they had.
Nice. With all the energy you had for excitement.
Yes, I was like freaking seeping of excitement. I was so excited.
I mean, wouldn't you guys, if you guys got the chance to go up to see any band and they like, hey, as many as you possibly can, get on this stage. You fucking jump over people. You'll stand on a little kid's head and jump up there.
It was very, very magical.
Not that Daniela did that, but I mean, some of you would probably go to the extreme.
I was very blessed, because out of all my homegirls, I was the only one that was able to go. Hashtag blessed for sure, because they tried. They really did try, and like either security or like people blocking them, or just because of restricted outfits, you know, they couldn't. But it was very, very fun, and I'm so excited that I got to go and witness that. Oh, yeah. And I mean, not to name drop, but I almost made it onto Diplo's Snapchat.
Yeah. Oh, if he would have had that long view shot on his Snapchat,
like
he would have caught you.
Way.
But he was actually closing up on some dude that was just going at it. His arms were flating, his feet were going
like
up. He was like, man, he was getting into it.
Oh, he was. I was there.
Yeah, you were a couple feet away, not in Diplo's side of camera or whatever. But you were almost there.
Sorry, Diplo, I was not rocking it hard enough. Maybe I should have done something crazy.
Yeah, you should.
I should have dance battled that guy. Imagine. I slapped on it. Fuck, I slapped.
Instead,
on
you
it.
Were taking videos of yourself. But that was cool, though, too.
No, that was part of it. Fuck you. Well, if you guys want to see all the hype, either, you know, I don't know, go on the Instagram, hashtag WeBuyGoldTour, Santa Gold, and maybe you'll see me, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll see me on my Instagram, maybe you won't. But
also, Mucho Mondays has an Insta, so check that out.
Yeah, the fuck? Go on it, guys. Mucho
Mondays. If we haven't added you already, then, you know.
Do it. But another thing you guys don't want to sleep on is fun conspiracy theories. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, this one.
You probably haven't slept on this one since. It's been kind of brought back.
Yeah, it's been kind of action-packed with this one. I mean, we had a slight discussion of it on our Mucho Mondays episode.
Looked into it.
Yeah, we never research. Just like old-fashioned Mucho Monday style. We don't research our shit. No, I'm just kidding. We just don't have correct album names sometimes.
We are speaking of the flat earth theory. Dun, dun, dun. And now I'm not saying dumb, dumb, dumb.
Kind of. I mean, but if you kind of suspend your disbelief, right?
Yeah, it could be a good sci-fi movie.
Yeah, because they have good arguments and then not really good arguments, I'm saying. I mean, just giving, I don't know.
Well, we'll give you some of that bullshit a little bit later on. But for now, we're going to stick to some music songs.
They're songs with music. Get it, guys?
Mm-hmm. And to start it off, this next little indie dance
trio,
rock trio, is Good Shoes with Small Town Girl.
Write a story about a small town girl who came from humble beginnings and just do all so well. She used to go to Ray's podcast school, but now she lives in Hollywood up in Los Angeles. And I say, it's okay, it's alright, but she says everything is going also wrong in my life. And I said, you got it, all you got it, babe. But she said, money, $100, just can't buy me everything. And I said, everything's okay, everything's alright. Tried everything I possibly can, she says, but all I was just a shack. She says, I'm fed up with just being friends. But I say, that's the end of the story, that's just the way it is.
been hiding in the bosom of my dream. Now the clock sets the scene. We've been eagerly awaiting your entree. What to do, what to say? All the trivialities are out of focus in my mind. All I really wish is you'll be doing fine. Sudden, he's a sudden Superman. Got it from whiskey like any loser can. Running on empty, you leave it all in your hands. Now show me what to do. I'm listening to you.
Have some whistling in their songs, or is it just two songs? We'll get to that in a minute. After that awesome songs by Good Shoes was The Whitest Boy Alive. And no, that's not me being an asshole. That is the name of the band, Whitest Boy Alive with Burning.
They're pretty fucking white, really. Not albino white, but I mean, as white as white can get before going albino.
I mean, I was just pointing out that was the name of the band. Byron took it there. Bam, bam, bam. And he's about to take it to the end, too. Like, he's about to tell you what that last song was.
That last song was a brand new one from Peter, Bjorn, and John with Breaking Point. And that's what Daniela was talking about when that song finished. I think Peter, Bjorn, and John all had a meeting. And we're like, whenever we make a hit song or something new that we're going to release, it better have whistling in it.
Yeah, if it's going to be a hit track, it better have some whistles.
That's their forte, you know.
Do you think that they're the ones whistling, or do they have a professional whistler that comes with them during their songs?
Well, after that one song, I would probably hire them. You only have to whistle, do your own work for like one song. Once you get hit it big, you can start hiring people because you have enough money. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, when you get rich, I mean, I'm not going to wipe my own ass.
Yeah, me either. I'm going to buy a bidet.
Yeah, see? Or a person to do it.
Ew, what the fuck?
I'm just kidding. No. I'm kidding. No, but anyway.
I am judging you. Just like people are judging this next segment because we're moving on and we're not going to let him redeem himself from that.
No.
So, dun, dun, dun. We're moving on to Flat Earth Part 2.
Yeah, what's up with that? You kind of surprised me when you kind of brought it back up to me, especially that lengthy discussion we had last time we brought this shit up.
I can't even remember what I said because I've been brainwashed. No, I'm just
kidding.
You
kind of told me you were in favor of it. You kind of slightly hinted at it. No, this time.
No, I did. I did not hint of it. I totes said that it could be a good sci-fi movie. So what I'm saying is that I was wasting time on the internet and I was like, hey, yippee, why not? You know, let's research into what these flat earth people, like, why do they believe the earth is flat?
And that's, and they're kind of aggressive about it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. There's some people who take it from a religious perspective. I myself, you know, have not really read the Bible. But I guess in the Bible it does say that the earth is stationary, that it is flat. Certain passages cite that, you know, it would have four corners if it was to be looked at from blah, 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 higher level. But, you know, those are the religious aspects of it.
Yeah, because definitely a burning bush kind of makes sense.
What are you talking about, burning bush?
Burning bush. You know, remember when God was talking through the burning bush?
Did I not hate that?
I'm just saying how...
Oh, God.
I'm telling you.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm sure the general audience kind of knows.
Understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
so
people. I'm just come back.
I'm just saying that the Bible is probably half fables and half true stories.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, I guess, but I'm not trying to get into a discussion of, you know, yeah, religion. But anyway, so from the religious aspect, why I brought it up is because they believe that the way it is constructed, that there's this thing called, I believe, ferment, I don't know, something like that. But it's the dome. It's like an upside down bowl, basically. Oh. Like what you think, in a way, think about it. It's like what you think of the earth being when you're a little kid, right? Before you go to school. I mean, am I the only one? I know I've had friends tell me that when they were kids, they thought the earth was flat.
I thought the earth was globe.
From the beginning?
I don't remember.
Really?
I don't remember as I heard about the globe, that totally makes sense for me. And I discarded any other reasoning I had for it. So I probably don't remember. I probably did.
Okay.
Because we're naive and young.
Personally, like, I do remember, you know, like, thinking. Because young child, I even remember thinking at the time that I had made up the word Mexicali. Not knowing that it was already a word. And the way I had, in my terms, made it up was, I'm, you know, from Mexico. And I lived in Cali. And when I was playing with my Barbies and I wanted, you know, like, they had backstories, because I'm legit like that. You know, my fucking Barbies had backstories.
I imagine you just playing with your Barbies,
yeah,
and you're like,
they're from Mexicali.
And you just say it to yourself and you just stop and stare at your Barbies for a long time. You're like, whoa. surprised your own self. Like,
Well, that's what I thought, you know, like, that's where I made my, I really did. I thought I was a super genius. Up until one day I overheard my mom say that one of her girlfriends was from Mexicali. I'm like, she's from where?
Like, no.
Like, no.
How did my Mexicali get around so quick?
I almost thought I made it up and somebody caught on. But anywho, why did I bring this up? Oh yeah, flat earth. So, you know, at one point I remember thinking like, oh, the earth must be flat. And it's so funny because I really did think like, well, at what point do you see the curve, you know, like whatever. And that again is one of their arguments. I'm not gonna go into the whole like details of them because they get out of line. There's like YouTube shit. That's what the internet is for. That's what I did and wasted time. But, you know, just to throw that out there, it's such a trip to think, okay, well, why would people think that they're like, what could benefit from them? Yeah. And in addition, I guess linked with them saying that it's in the Bible, it's also because they're saying that with the theory, because they're saying that just like the flat earth, the globe is just a theory, comes the thoughts that, okay, you're just an accident. You were part of this like crazy, you know, other reaction, the Big Bang or whatever, and we're nothing. So now we're just thinking like on the daily, like how to survive. We're not thinking, I guess, in the sense that if it was flat and we knew there was boundaries, we would stop to think, okay, well, who put those there? You know, like who, like in the, what is it, the Truman Show, like who put these walls up? So to get us to stop thinking about where we come from, with the globe theory, we would think that we're, you know, we're not special. It takes away us being quote unquote special beings from God or our godly ways and blah blah blah.
So being flat kind of takes the special out, is that what you're trying to say?
No, being a globe takes the special out because we're science. We're part of just this.
So by thinking that the earth is flat, it's like
we know that the heavens, yeah, we're the only
ones. The only ones that are flat, and there's no other place that is flat with living people on it or living organisms on it, I guess. Okay,
yeah. This along with, that was one thing that I thought was interesting, just because I guess it's more on a thought level, like, okay, like, I get it, like, why wouldn't somebody want us to stop thinking about our,
I guess,
creation as a whole? So that's the only one that I was like, oh, okay, you know, me being all about conspiracy theories. But everything else, like, I personally don't know the math and science enough to be able to prove or disprove either arguments. So if you want to see more arguments, go ahead. There's like a bunch. Just go to YouTube and Google flat earth and Google. Go to YouTube and Google flat earth.
Well, here's a simple one. I saw it today when I was researching what Daniela had said. If you go to the northern hemisphere and look at the moon, you're going to see it right side up. But if you go to the southern hemisphere, you're going to see it upside down. So obviously, in a flat earth, that wouldn't happen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know? Exactly. And that's, they use the same argument because they are saying that they have flat earth, you know, society who team up. So there was somebody who took a picture simultaneously at the same time that the person in the northern hemisphere and the southern, they took at the same time. And then they compared them and they were both actually the same. They were not opposite.
Well.
But I mean, until you do it yourself, like this is all hearsay, you know, exactly. Like everything is. So I don't know.
Also, look at the moon's shadow. You can't get a shadow that like the moon without having it to be a sphere. And how else would the moon, you know, rotate around the earth if it wasn't
a
sphere?
They had a diagram where they were showing how the times, if the moon doesn't have its own light and the way the sun is hitting it, then how would we be able to see the sun and the moon? Right? But I was like, I was just like, well, I've seen it and I can like physically see it. So, you know, it's good for shits and giggles, but
yeah, don't believe it.
Let it consume you.
Yeah, there's this lady.
Believe what you want to believe, but do not let it consume you. But that was really deep with it, and not as deep with it as they get in the YouTube comment section, because people go at it. But we hope we didn't lose you with this little conspiracy theory. It's kind of fun, you know. Maybe they'll make a movie out of it one day, and we'll all laugh because we all love a good laugh.
In a world where it's flat. Flat Earth Society coming April, May, or August. We're still trying to figure out the script.
Okay, well, while we figure out the script, we're going to leave you with our beloved halftime funnies. Check out Mr. Sean Patton.
Fighting, that's a fun one. Now, I don't do it. I've established that. But I love to watch. 90% of the time, it's started by the same guy. It's the same archetype. It's the 22-year-old upper-middle-class white dude from the suburbs. He's never actually been in a real fight before, never in his life. But he's convinced he can fight because he's a 22-year-old upper-middle-class white guy from the suburbs. That tough upbringing, I tell you right there, will turn anybody into a gangster. Years of going to brunch with his parents and getting a weekly allowance and his first car being a brand-new SUV with rims that his dentist father paid for made that dude hard as shit. He a thug. He crazy gangster motherfucker. He's got a barcode tattoo right there. He gangster as shit. He wear all his hats backwards. Yeah, son. He hard. You don't step to him. You don't know what it's like in the hood he grew up in. Because you can't get into that hood. It's a gated subdivision. And you don't know the code. You don't know the code to type in to make it open.
All right, that was Sean Patton talking about white privilege in a way. I mean, rich, privileged white kids, middle class white guys specifically. It's funny. I'm just going to say something funny about this dude. He kind of looks like a young Artie Lang. That's it. If you guys don't know who Artie Lang is, look him up. Artie Lang. And then look up Sean Patton. They're almost like brother and brother. It's kind of funny. Anyway, let's go on to more music. It's almost near the end of the episode, and I know you guys want to go home, or if you're already home, I know you guys want to just go outside. You want to just listen to this whole podcast and then take it outside. All right, so this next song is by Shin Nizzle. It's not something by Snoop Dogg, I promise. This is Counting Smiles, a bootleg remix. We'll be right back.
where you going, what you showing, cash you blowing, face still glowing, ticket pocket, weekend rocking, business stocking, electric shocking.
Thank you. with you, but I know I'm out of my mind. There's a love between us two, but something's changing. I don't know.
That last song was Shura with Touch and Fortet remixed that song. Before that was Cassius with Action featuring Cat Power and Mike D. If that voice sounded familiar, it was Mike D from the Beastie Boys.
I knew it did. I was just like, no, I'm just kidding. I didn't know.
By the way, he's also been on Santi Golden. The Beastie Boys have been collabed with Santi Gold before, and I'm sure we played on the podcast.
I wouldn't find that as a surprise, since, you know, they're the Beastie Boys and dope ass female musicians have a correlation. Wink wink, nudge nudge.
Yeah, I feel like Beastie Boys are pretty good feminists in the real sense.
Yeah, totally. But we really hope you guys enjoyed our podcast, because it is getting very, very close to the end. Like, so close, I can smell it.
And on another note, I really hope you enjoyed the podcast, because it is my birthday podcast.
Ooh, estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David.
I'm going to listen to this.
Muchachos bonitos. Byron is a fucking G.
All right, now I won't listen to this podcast again until maybe my birthday, which is Sunday, April 17th. If you guys are down, come to Bar 82 in downtown. It's a barcade. That's it. Just come down.
And that's it. If you live in the LA area.
Also, I will be performing.
We're
at
poor. You can't like steal anything from us.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
And I
will be performing at the Second City April 27th on a Saturday. I think it's the 27th or the 28th. One of those days after this week on a Saturday. I will keep you guys posted.
He sure fucking will. Not only on our podcast, but on our Facebook. Remember, we also have a Facebook. So Instagram, Facebook, and Podomatic. Like, share, subscribe, listen. We love you. Don't forget to have brunch.
Oh, it's the 23rd, and have a pleasant tomorrow.